This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. Right, so I couldn't do it here. Right. That's a good... Okay. So we're holding here Hoyle B'Zachana L'Shon Hara. I think that's what we're holding. Yeah? Okay. So he's in the middle of speaking about Diburim Mutarim, Diburim Asurim, and so on. Hoyel v'zachan al shahar b'chelek ha-dibu asa, harini mevaro, v'yesko ektsas ma-shezachray. Hoyel ubne adam boi bivarin atzum. People are completely blind when it comes to shahar. They don't know what it is. V'akosh ha-beveiz etzum ne adam tamid. It's once difficult to vary. V'kol shim ha-shamim ha-chomim shavak l'shahar le'inatz adam menu b'chol yoyim. U'levai shile l'shahara atzmoy. L'shahara says, sipur roz b'ne adam u'meyem. Saying over bad things about a person, or to point out a shortcoming about somebody, even if it's true, saying something that's not true is It's denigrating somebody, even for things he did. Vashe yoyma oisei choyte, the person who says it is choyte, vashe yishma oisei choyte, the person who hears it is choyte. Amud is said, shloisha lashon hara, hayreges, ha'oimrei, vashayme, vishayimim alav. Ve'amro dad makabla yasim na oimrei. Avak lashon hara, hu aremiza lemum adam ribli levaya. It's hinting at people's shortcomings without being specific. A person ki'ilu says, I'm kind of didn't mean it. It's like somebody who's playing with a bow and arrow and somebody gets killed and says, oh, I was only playing. Vigino harav es misha shebeach savzah sefer. So somebody once praised somebody's writings, and someone else said, "This is lashon hara." Ratzoy leima she'ata tigrim legnus b'shebeach sebam moin. The way you're doing it, you're going to cause people to speak bad of him. You get up and say, "Wow, this guy's fantastic!" Somebody's going to get up and say, "Nah, he's not what you think he is." Which is interesting because over there it's talking about something that's Moshe Shemra. You know, they said things that weren't true. Okay, whatever. L'shoyim teisef t'ashoy shoyim farim ma'orim ba'olim hazin chelchom haba v'zogid ashoy l'stomim l'shoyim ked kulam v'omr b'talmid shebo b'cheta v'rizor inyina goydel v'omr anachat ha'mazog chato g'doylo and gila reis is also word goydel says shvich l'stomim and l'shoyim hara it says l'shoyim d'aberes g'doylis v'dibru b'zeh cheta or ha'be moid moid. Chazal said a lot about this v'soyf ma'shoyim kol m'sap l'shoyim kofa b'ikah shnei ma'shoyim l'shoyim n'agbir. He says, "Sipartik tzasma shesipru zechet." Even though I sort of went off on a tangent and spoke long, he says, "Shrachim and odma sheyuchal v'yosim atarosa shtika mizachelik menadibus." So instead, I felt the need to reinforce lashara because people are so nishinit. Basically, this outline that he gives us here is the outline Chofetz Chaim gives. I mean, those are the points Chofetz Chaim makes, and so on. Okay, the next Rambam that we have is in Perek Sheni. Rabbi Oimer, Eizider Sheyavod Leha Adam, Kol Shehi Tiferes La Oisa Tiferes Min Adam. So the Derek Ishar is something that's Tiferes Loizav Esmer Adam. The Mevuahu Shaderach Hayeshar in Pulos Hatoy Vashibarna Perikavi. The Hain Hapulois Hamimutsois. The Fish Behem Yuskula Adam Benafshe Tunas Mulois. The Sita Visnagusem Ne Adam. The Omot Tiferes Loizav Esmer Adam. So I'm not sure if the Rambam here means more than just, I mean, he's bothered by what does it mean? Ezer Shav Shav Adam. So the Derech Yishar Shav Le Adam, he certainly means what the Rambam in Hilchos Deos talks about having, what's the right word for it? Having the Midas Memutzois, having that balanced Midah in every. From every pair of extremes to have that balanced midah. So he's certainly referring to that. But when he says over here, Shetiferes lo'isef esmer adam, he seems to be adding that one of the milas, or one of the yardsticks for this, is that the person will attain shleimus and do what is right unto himself. And also, people will be happy with it. His interaction with other people will be well. He doesn't elaborate on it. So it's hard to see, I mean, and in Halach he also doesn't say. What I would like to possibly add into the Rambam, and maybe, I think there's a good chance I might mean this, is as follows. The Maral says that every person was created with two shleimus in mind. One was a shleimus of with the person between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one between himself, and obviously his own pnimis tikatsuras has certain shleimus, and one the person with other people. So in other words, a person's shleimus is something which is it comes across on many, many areas of, like, I guess what's the right word for it? On all cross sections, on all axes would be possibly a very good a good description of it. In other words, a person has many, many different facets, and if it's a derech yeshara, all of them will be aligned. The person will be able to, if he does be an adam lechaveroi in a way that's not bishleimus, or that's not good, then the person is not going to, it will leave itself short with Benon Chavera and vice versa. If we tilt or exaggerate in any one direction or the other, it might be, so you might be Yoitza Yedei Chayvascha with whatever it is that you're doing, but in Beinan L'Shamayim, but you're not going to be Yoitze Yedei Chayvascha with other people. So other people think it's strange, they think it's weird. In other words, all the different Mahalchim, when they're balanced and they're right, they are going to, they're going to be balanced itself across all sides. If it's off in any one way, then something is not going to work right, and it will reflect itself in other areas. So when a person does a derech that's tiferes loy min ha'adam and tiferes loy and tiferes ha'isel, then you know that the person did something which was correct, which was right. If you don't do that, then you're not going to have one of the areas something's going to go wrong. you're going to be strange, you won't be work well with people, you won't be doing the halacha correctly, and so on. I think that that's merumas in what he says here. So it says the second half of the mission says, so the mitzvah over here is that's kind of strange. We just got through saying, so there is kalnitz chamor. So what does he mean? So he says, so I guess learning Hebrew is a mitzvah. Of a mitzvah, so he's picking mitzvah's essays, which three of them that are chayev karis, and two or many which we don't have anything. It just says you're supposed to do it. No other description. All of Torah is mitzvah. Mitzvah loisasei, the pasuk tells you what the punishment is, except for a few of them. Some of them are misa, some are karas, misa shemayim malchus. V'yadanu min anoshi mitzvah loisasei kulon, mamen isuri chomamayim lemata mizeh. And we know all the different madrigas. Eskilos, Reifa, Herek, Chene, Karas, Mise Shemaim, Chayve Malkis, Lav She Lekin Olav, Umei Eilu Amadrigas, Noi Degar Lechat Vekotno. So in Averis, we certainly can figure which is worse. And the halacha is like that. In halacha, we say, Min HaKal LaKal. You know, you have a hierarchy for being Oiva if you have to. A mitzvah essay, we don't have it, you know, for the vast majority. So, since in the world of mitzvah essays, we don't have any type of rating system except for the three that have chorus, so a person needs to do whatever he's doing. He cannot pick and choose. So, lemashal, or lefikros of hisa ika amru oisiv mitzvah patam mitzvah. If a person is doing one mitzvah, he doesn't leave it to do another one, even if it sounds better for him. We bli hakasha ben mitzvah shoisiv basiyos v'chesh atachem menu. For bli hakasha means without comparison between the two. So what he's saying is that you're not supposed to pick one essay over another essay by saying this is more important than that. So now So over there it's more because A was a takanas chachamim, and the question was like if it's a Megillah, the chachamim landed Megillah on top of everything else. How far did they want you to go with Megillah? I mean, person can say this is their derisis, but now the problem is okay. So what do you mean kalan chamura? How do you say kalan chamura? So that offers interesting terrors. V'achar kachama ve'avish lezbash shechivu mitzvah al mitzvah. Yesham derech hakasha. There is a way to be makish. V'zeh. Shekol mitzvah se'aseh shetimtza shechiyah b'aveir lechiyah gadol. If we hear that there's a type from being oiva, what does the Torah say about it? L'mashal. Teda shebekiyum agankin eschar gadol. Mashal zeh shadmila v'korban pesach u'shvisa b'shviv asiyas makeh kolel l'mitzvah se'aseh. Avl chiyah v'ashe yaseh malocha b'shah b'skila. Vashivat la mila akar memade karis. Vashesn me base lav, vorm lo sasim domi. Umizet teda de schasvich of Shabbos god moid, yesmes chamilos, chamila god it's a shemis chasias maiker. Vizel in an omer bechashev have submissions chara. Vomoid, shetucha lasis lilmud al scharvekas loita ser, hul vizegamkin loitas his buyer. Vetucha lilmud me onsha. כי החדש העונש מי שיעשהו חומו יסחר נכון עוד לפי איזה יחתם החומו. Like says in Kedushin, כל היושב, כל היושב ולוי אוהב עבירה, ונויץ נסחר כאיזה מיצר כבין ראושה. So he says over here that we have a possibility of of being able to rate which ones, which mitzvah is more chashuv and less chashuv, by having, by seeing from the flip side of what it is and so on. So it's a little bit schwer over here in the Rambam. It's not so clear. Because does he mean, what does he mean? So what is the answer for that? We do have a way of figuring it out from the flip side of it. So why shouldn't I? He says, "V'zeh inyan omer v'mechashav mitzvah k'neged tzchora." So the Mishnah seems to be saying that this is an appropriate thing to do, whereas in the flow of things, the Rambam seems to be indicating why it's not a reason to be able to weigh one against the other. So I think what he means, to the way it learns Pshat, is like this. So Kalan Chamura, he says, is mitzvah's essays that on the one hand we don't know mitzvah's essay that we don't know its schar, versus mitzvah shavah chumrasak mila v'tzitzis k'tzis pesach. So the marshal tzitzis, there's no chorus over here, but the Torah makes a big to-do about it. So I think what he means to say is a seder advarim of einshim l'mashal. We do have a clear tchia. We have minakal akal and so on. Those things are clearly doicha, because once the Torah gave it a shem, this is a chayev malchus. This is a chayev misa. It has a tag that I'm allowed to use. The Torah, that's how the Torah is magdrit. In the mitzvah's essays, I use my sense of things to be koveya, this is chashuv, this is more chashuv, and so on. That doesn't work. So I'm mishaya, what he means is that when you're using your own personal sense of evaluation, that's not going to work. But it's shvela. The Rambam here is not clear 100%. And then he says the hemshach bechashuv is schara. He says and tzchametzgev seder. What he means to say is, if a person wants to give himself musa in how good it is to do something like this or like that or the other thing, the person needs to ask himself, what is it that he is, what is it that he's losing if he doesn't do it? Or what is it that what terrible things happen if he does do it? And that itself will be helpful in giving indication of how chashuv it is and so on. That's the piece. It's almost the Mishnah is telling you a different piece of it. The Mishnah is telling you, how can I give myself musa to do things that Torah doesn't say what the punishment will be? Learn it from the flip side. I guess okay. Then the next Pirush HaMishnah is going on the final piece of the Mishnah. It says, "V'chol masecha b'sefer nichtam dam al amalim ucha, or masecha sefer nichtam." Uloshen ha'teira biyois ha'maisim u'sagotis ala kemoishe yeda ze. Omar misifer hashakasafto misifri. So the he's explaining over here. What exactly does it mean that everything is written as sefer? Ayin Roy and so on and so forth. So he says that it's anything that is musa kachadish baruch hu. And then he says, "V'lachet rabeis ma'isim sogin atzi isala kimoy sheyeda ze." Oma misifra shakasafta misifri. So that means the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's when we say that it's written in a sefer, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Teufis de Maisa, the way we're Teufis de Maisa. Normally, a person doesn't think much of, you know, what the other person sees about my Maisa is just the outside. So if somebody sees me doing X, Y, or Z, so our typical, what's the right word for it? Our typical response is, you don't know, you don't understand, you don't know what I mean, you don't know what I want, you don't know what kind of pressure I had. Those are the type of things where the person who's beholding it doesn't really understand it the way I understand it. He seems to be saying over here that the person is understanding it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes your maisim the way you understand it, and that's how it's nitfaz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dehares the maisa exactly the way you dehared it. So you're not hiding anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only the chitzoni shavay, which is obvious, but I think even mitzad the pnimius and teich. I think that's what he means over here. I don't know. It's a little bit on the short side. Okay, let's take a look at the next one. It says, Rebbe Gamliel Benoi Benoi Shal Rebbe Yehuda Nasi Ayme Yafet Ham Ter Decheretz Shigi Hashem Ashkechas Oven V'chol Ter Shalim Malach Sefer B'Teil Geres Oven V'chol Amel Matzibi Yamel Hashem Shemayim Sheschus Avoyse Mesayosim Sidkos Meres Laad V'atem Malan Elechem Schar Kilo Sisem. So the first part, he's not Meirchovi, and he says, it means working for a living, and he explains it in the other, and we'll get to it yet. But the next piece is very interesting. It says, what does it mean, Va'atem Malan Elechem Schar? What exactly are we referring to here? So he says like this, Ve'oma Malan Elechem Schar. Who dvar Hashem lo oisam hashamel matzibo shepomim yu trude milasis mitzvah bisaskam vashuyuchel etzibo v'omar shehashem yashlem schar maisa mitzvah hi v'alpi shelo yasuhu hoil bisaskam yanetzibo l'shem shamayim. So he says an incredible point over here, that if a person is being oisik l'shem shamayim for, and it's something that does not allow him to, therefore, do all the mitzvahs. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, what's the right word for it? He's going to consider it as if he did the mitzvahs. Malan Elechem. So the logic over here, I think, So what's the logic behind it? Yes, I understand that people who are derech ha'oizik matzibur, a lot of times they can't do it. I would call it, what's the right word for it? I would call it einus rachmona patri. Okay, you know, you have a good excuse. It's like when you have a choice of two essays to do, there's some sort of mahalach of what to, what's dechawat. And you have no choice, and that's that. I think it's a much deeper point. I think there's a certain mahalach where the klal as such, klal Yisrael as a klal, has done the mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael as a klal accomplishes something, and the person, every klal is sort of shakel k'neged everything. It's all part of one big. It becomes Klal Yisrael, like it says, the Klal Yisrael is deva meis. A tzibur is not meis. A tzibur always stays good. A person who enables a tzibur is mitzvah to that. The person who's enabling the tzibur, he's nene from that mile of Klal Yisrael always being permanently good. So in one-on-one, let's say I help somebody do something, a yachid, I work with a yachid, I did a chesed. So I did a chesed and I didn't do the mitzvah. So I can, maybe I'm excused because I'm basically missing part of the mitzvah, but at the end of the day, you know, we have a lot like that, by mason, by, you know, if you're asking the mitzvah of kvur the mason, you're part of other mitzvahs. So it's not mala and lechem because I was asking the mitzvah, I was part of the mitzvah, I'm part of, I don't get punished for bittul essay, but I can't say it's as if I was mekayim it. With a tzibur, it's a very different knetch. A tzibur means that a tzibur has in itself all the inyanim of the mitzvahs mekuyim. The tzibur of Klal Yisrael is considered as always having done what's right. And when I'm mitzarev to the tzibur, then I am not. If I'm doing for the tzibur, then I'm considered never to be short. I'm always have the mila that the mitzvah gives over a person. I mean, we're not talking here about the schar so much in Olam Haba, but we're talking about the milas that a person has from it. So a tzibur is koil everything in it, and a person who is an ish of a tzibur has himself all the milas. I think that's a good approximation of what he means over here. Let's see one more piece. Rabbi Lazaima, have a shakid lilmoid mashas apikiris. Person should should study things needed to answer apikiris. Person should learn things that he can answer apikarsim. And argue with them and answer them if they ask you questions. The Amru Chazal said, the Gemara said, "Hedjan loishon el apikor is goy av Yisrael kolshkin the paka." Ratzaloima shu yosef zilzul v'ligluk. An apikor is Yisrael is going to, it will get him more upset. Olafigoch ein roy ladin imoy klal lefishahu lo yitukin ve'in lefu klal kovel le yeshuvun. Now let's just stop a second and talk about this. First of all, I think the Rambam has a point here. There's no inyan to just answer back people for the sake of argument or quote unquote show him that I'm smarter or show him that he's wrong or anything like that. An argument has to have a tachlis, and the tachlis is to set the person on a straight path. If it's not going to help, there's no point in it, and it's wrong. I don't know if it just means because of apikursis, you know, like because of apikursis, or just the fact is there's no point in an empty vikuach when there's no time to it. That's one point. Two. He's mechalik. I mean, the Gemara is mechalik. He just brings the Gemara really between a Yisrael and a goy, and it's fascinating. A goy is the pshat. It's a lack of knowledge. It's an ignorance, and so on. A Yisrael, for him to have broken away, requires a lot of animosity. The person is, for whatever reason, there's going to be a hatred, and if there's a hatred there, they're never open to hearing anything else. There's no argument so strong to persuade someone who's upset. So if somebody is unlettered, he doesn't know, he's ignorant, so fine. So if I tell him Dvarim Shel Tam, there's a chance that he's going to want to listen. If somebody is enraged, angry, upset, he's not holding by listening. And therefore it there's no point in doing it because you're just going to force him to have more negativity. So you're sitting and you're learning the deis of the apikarsim. Be careful not to be influenced. Bida ki ashatavert lefonav yedatz funasecha. Akadosh Baruch Hu understands your pnimius. That's his dal fnimiyat amol. Vu amroi v'dal fnimiyat amol. Now, it's not clear what is the reason why a person should be mitvakeach with a goy. So he says, why would Israel not? I get that, I understand that. But what's the reason why a person should bother to be mitvakeach with a goy? Is it mechuyev to convince goyim to be tzaddikim? Not aware of such a chiyev? So what's the point of it? Don't know, it's not clear. And he says, Israel, he says, it's not going to help, and he's going to be moisiv zilzon ligluk. Let's assume the guy will be more nichalin and listen to him. So what's the Indian over here? I don't know. It's something that is not clear to me. And the second part where he says, while you're learning the deis of the ummas, you need to be careful that you don't become mushra from it. So it falls under the category of avlat loymid lahiris. In other words, it's not an iser because a person is allowed to and maybe obligated to learn things to know what to answer back and reply, but a person needs to understand that it's very possible for him to be mushba, and if it's possible for him to be mushba, that's not a, you know, even though he's doing it beheter and he's doing it for good reasons, that has nothing to do with not being mushba. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions? Right. Yes, the chur, that would be correct. And that's why today we're oisik with quote unquote Bali Tshuva. Because, and it's also a fear inyan. I mean, Chazal are telling us a general rule. If you feel that you could be mashpil mutav, like, you know, Baruch Hashem, there are people that are mashpil mutav on even Yisrael that were pakru. So fine, you know. Hey, but the main point they're telling us is the norm, the path of the course is that they're going to come very upset. Okay. Good night. Call. Yeah, sure.